The United Nations top envoy to Sudan, Volker Perthes, announced Wednesday that he has stepped down. The Sudanese government declared Perthes as a persona non grata in April, accusing him of some biases. He presented a report on the situation in Sudan to the UN Security Council Wednesday and asked the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres to relieve him from the Sudan mission. Kamal Omar, a prominent member of the Popular Congress Party, says Perthes' resignation is a loss to groups working to achieve democracy in Sudan. He says Perthes played a significant role in unifying different Sudanese political parties.
We as political forces have benefited so much from unlimited support from the UN mission. The mission has contributed a lot in Sudan's political history, and we are here giving testimony to his efficiency and his keenness on the political processes in Sudan.
Omar says Perthes' resignation could affect Sudan's relations with the international community. But Ali Youssef, who is a Sudanese diplomat, says Perthes' resignation is long overdue. Youssef says Perthes had no other choice except to quit after continual pressure from the Sudanese government.
It's a very good way out for him because he is already declared persona non grata. So the UN cannot force him on the government of Sudan. His resignation is, I think, is the right thing to do.
Abdul Mukhtar Musa, a political science lecturer at the Khartoum University, downplayed the impact of Perthes' resignation. Mukhtar says, for nearly 3 years, the UN envoy did very little to identify the key political issue in Sudan. He says he believes Sudan will still maintain good relations with the UN and other international bodies.
I don't think the resignation of the UN special envoy to Sudan has any or will have any impact on the political process in Sudan. I think the solution for the Sudanese crisis lies in Sudan, inside Sudan. I mean, it is related to the domestic politics.
Volker Perthes, a German national, was appointed the UN Secretary General's special representative for Sudan to lead the United Nations Integrated Transitional Assistance Mission in Sudan, or UNITAMS, in January 2021. On Wednesday, Human Rights Watch and 50 other rights organizations called upon the UN Security Council to take action and stop the conflict in Sudan. The rights groups say, after more than 5 months of fighting, abuses are on the rise and civilians are facing widespread attacks. Akshaya Kumar, the director of crisis advocacy at the Human Rights Watch, says her office has documented violations of the laws of war by both parties in Sudan.
We've looked at instances of targeted killings on the base of ethnicity, the use of sexual violence by fighters against women, including targeting people for their activism or journalism. We've looked at instances of aerial bombardment or the use of explosive weapons, which have wide effect in really densely populated areas.
The Human Rights Watch says over 20 million people, 42% of the Sudan's population, face acute food insecurity, and 6 million are just a step away from famine. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.